Come with us and live life fully alive with a song in your heart today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. We've got the music, we've got the friends, and by the way, it's an all-star cast like Kevin Williams, Buddy Green, Gordon Moat, Lauren Talley,
that's me,
Tori Taff, our soft feminine side.
Oh, that's me. Hey, you guys.
And Bill Gaither, where you said it, Bill. Today we've gathered with our hearts fully alive in the spirit with a high Jesus per minute quota of hope coming your way.
That's right. And my guests today are energized and they're already warmed up. The Goodmans, Janet Paschal, and the Homecoming Friends. Hey, it's going to be good.
Bill, I'm so glad you're nearly conscious today. We are going to start the program with our Homecoming Friends leaning on the everlasting arms.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
was there.
Oh, yeah, buddy. That's awesome. Leaning on the everlasting arms. And you got the homecoming group backing you up there. Ooh, that had a little soul on it. Well,
we were having fun, Gordon.
Yeah, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a harmonica solo, basically.
Right. I mean, I didn't mean to get in on that, but it was just hard.
He's still harping on that.
Yeah.
Oh. Need the 20 back. Yeah. This is going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Bill, you got a public service announcement for us here? I bet you do.
Yes, I do.
I wish you could see this right now.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Why do you ever take those glasses off, Bill?
Because I can't see with them on or off.
I have the same issue. I feel his pain.
Okay, ready? And this is your gentle reminder that one time in the Bible, Elijah was like, God, I'm so mad. I want to die. So God said, here's some food. Why don't you just take a nap? So Elijah slept, ate, and decided things weren't so bad. Never underestimate the spiritual power of a nap and a sack.
And some food.
Hey, yeah, man.
A little snack.
That's like that a lot. Now, that's a word.
Everything I ever needed in life, I learned before the age of 5.
That's you know, good. Dr. Stanley used to say, halt. If you're hungry angry, right? You remember that?
Yep,
you're
lonely.
Hungry. Yeah, or tired.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make any decisions.
Yeah.
Halt.
From Shine, the darker the night, the brighter the light. Here's Bill and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Fully alive in your spirit, make me fully alive. Fully aware of your presence, Lord, totally fully alive. Fully alive in your spirit, make me fully alive. Fully aware of your presence, Lord, totally fully alive.
Don't let me miss all the glory. Come, open my eyes to
We have searched high and low.
High and low.
Front to back, start to finish.
There we go.
And
things
why?
Are picking up.
We've been looking all around to find that perfect word that we could give to you to learn and use. So here we go. It's the word of the day. You ready? Implacable.
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 Oh, I bet I know somebody who
it's
has
a $10 word.
Is that word?
Okay. Implacable. Let me clue you in here. 78 miles southeast of Portland lies the beautiful town of Implacable, Oregon. It's the home of the annual celebration of the invention of the telephone and a popular vegetable. The Alexander Graham Bell Pepper Festival.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Held every November. Now, this is not to be confused with the annual Jalapeno Festival.
That's jalapeno. The J's are pronounced like H's. It's jalapeno.
This is not to be confused with the annual Jalapeno Festival held each hoon and hulai.
Not all of them.
All roads lead to Implacable, Oregon. There we go.
I think you misunderstood.
Okay, well, no.
An A for execution, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot fault your execution.
No, you can't.
Implacable actually means not capable of being placable, not capable of being appeased, significantly changed, or mitigated.
Like when Bill asked you for a favor.
Exactly. here it is in a sentence. We watched a movie whose antagonist was the typical evil, implacable villain.
Oh.
Does it make sense? Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like it, but.
And here is the homecoming game doing I'll Have a New Life.
On that resurrection morning when all the day.
Struggling to lose weight. We'll have a new body. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll have a new body.
Yes, we will.
Preach it.
Back here at Homecoming Radio, musicians love to hear musicians. Gordon, I know you love this guy too. It's our buddy, Stan Whitmire.
He's amazing.
Nobody does it like Stan.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you.
We're glad you're all here still listening to us on Homecoming Radio. We're having a ridiculously good time.
Yes, we are.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm sitting next to Lauren, but I would have had this song play whether you were sitting here or not. This is the Tallies with High and Lifted Up.
He is high and lifted up, the Lord God Almighty. He is high and lifted up, his banner we raise. Let the nations rise and sing to the Lord God before them. I will join in the chorus of praise. He is high and lifted up, the Lord God Almighty. He is high and lifted up, his banner we raise. Let the nations rise and sing to the Lord God before them. I will join in the chorus of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Radio with the Tally.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
We love to receive your letters. It means so much to us. And you can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com. And here are a few of those.
Bev from Arizona wrote the sweetest note. My husband and I were faithful listeners to Homecoming Radio. We sang many of your songs in our church, both as solos and duets. In fact, we were such fans that we would plan our time to run errands so that we would be in the car while you were on Sirius Radio in the mornings here in Arizona.
As she continues on, he and I were married 58 years when he passed away recently. Most things became annoying noise for him in the last weeks of his life, except for the Gaither Vocal Band and the Booth Brothers.
Wow.
Even when he could no longer speak, he could gesture to the laptop where I had his favorite music. And it was comforting for all of us to be together at home and share the love of God and the peace that your music brings.
And Bev finishes it up by saying, I was actually afraid that after Gary left this earthly home, I might have a hard time listening to those songs again. I thought it might bring back the memory of his final days. However, it ends up, it was more of a comfort, and it took me through the days when I felt lost. To sing of God's love and feel that strength from music, it was powerful. So thank you for touching so many lives by sharing your faith and gifts around the world. May God continue to bless you in ways you may not even expect.
Well, and that's why we do it. The biggest comment that we've gotten down through the years about music is this. Thank you for your music. It got us through a difficult time.
Yeah.
And maybe Andre said it best, through it all, we've learned to trust. Here is a favorite of the vocal band, clear back to the Terry Franklin days.
And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. Mm-hmm. Jesus has all we need. There is a river, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little song to your life and a smile to your face, and all the while encouraging you to live fully, completely alive. Join us next time, and we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We've got so many options for you at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we especially love it when you leave us a note.
You can do this and much more at homecomingradio.com.
We've got so many great homecoming stations in the entire Australian region of more than 700 stations broadcasting.
That's amazing.
Including the Vision Christian Radio Network, Raymond 99.7 in Newcastle, the Hunter region, New South Wales, Australia. We just want to say a big Aussie salute.
No worries, mate.
We're out of time, but we'll be back again.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.